A wedge, wedge. Okay. A hammer. Yep. Okay. And suppose you were, you know, the hammer, nails, saw. They use those things. And if you were a teacher, what kind of tools do your teachers use? What's one? Okay. A smart board, yes? Okay. Oh, a harmonica. Okay, for singing. Okay, yeah. Harmonica, a smart board, maybe chalk, a blackboard, a computer, all kinds of things. And if you were a doctor, what kind of tools would you use as a doctor? What's one tool? Yes? Yes, right here. Yeah. Pardon me? Oh, the thing that they wear around their neck, a stethoscope. Yes, okay. A thermometer, yeah, a thermometer. They might use some, like blood tests or x-rays, all kinds of tools. And if you're a hockey player, what kind of tools do you need in order to play hockey? Yes? A hockey stick, a puck, and skates, and ice. A carpenter builds things. A teacher teaches lessons. A doctor tries to heal people. Hockey player, they play the game of hockey for business and for entertainment. So every profession has a job to do, and every profession has their own tools to use in order to get their job done. Now, what would happen if they did not want to use the tools? What would happen if a hockey player said, I don't want to bother lacing up all my skates, putting on all the equipment, and then afterwards I have to take that all off again. It's just too much a bother. I'm just going to go and play hockey in my boots and my jeans and my sweater. What would happen? What do you think? Yes?
They would get hurt.
Yeah, they would get hurt, and they could get hurt, and they wouldn't even be able to touch the puck, you know, because everybody would be skating around them. And if a doctor said, oh, I'm not going to bother with x-rays or with blood tests, it's just too much of a bother and it takes too long to get the results, would he be able to heal people, do you think, or help people? Not so much, no. So every profession has a job to do, and each one has their own tools that they have to use if they want to be good at what they're doing. And so you and I are Christians. And we have a job to do. What's that job that God asks us to do in life? What does he want us to do? Exactly, to love. To love as he has loved. To become holy as he is holy. And so we too also have tools that he's given us to use. What's one of the tools? We heard three of them this morning in the gospel. What's one of the tools we heard? Anybody? Yes, if you can yell out. Yes? Okay, yeah, that's a tool, but there were three that were specifically mentioned this morning, yes? Okay, we need to use our hearts, yeah?
Listen to God,
okay, you're getting close, yes? Prayer was one of the tools that was mentioned in the gospel today. And when we pray, it means we're talking to God. We're sharing with him what's going on in our heart and in our day, and we also listen to God. And we do that by reading the Bible, just a little bit in the Bible every day in the New Testament, because God will use his word to impress in our hearts certain desires. He will guide us. He will form our attitudes and our values through the Bible. And so praying is important, to talk to God and to listen to him. And what's the second tool that was mentioned in the gospel today? Yes? Fasting, yeah. You and I live in a society where we're dazzled by TV and computers and the internet and video games and cell phones. Our taste buds are bombarded by good food, by sweets, by chocolates, by comfort food. And we need to take a step back from that. Otherwise, we can end up wanting them more than we want God. And so we need to do some fasting. And what was the third one, the last one? Yes? Almsgiving, yes. It's so easy to want more and more and more. But Christian love is of giving. And so we need to concentrate on how we can give. And so these are the three tools that Jesus tells us we need to use as Christians if we want to become good Christians, to get the job done in order to become more holy, to become to love the way God loves. So today is the beginning of Lent, when we are taking a look at how are we using these tools in our life. We should be praying and fasting and giving alms all through the year. But in Lent, we take a look at how can I improve my prayer? What can I give up during Lent to be less selfish? And how can I maybe be more charitable, give more goodness to other people? And a really good thing to do, boys and girls, is maybe to talk to your mom and dad about that and ask them what they think, how you can grow in your prayer, how you can grow in your in a little bit of giving up things, and how you can grow in being kinder and better and sharing more goodness with others. Sometimes parents have a good idea, good ideas to be able to help you. But if we use those three tools, this is how we can become more and more the people God wants us to be, and how we can become the best version of ourselves as well.